Western Washington is known for its beautiful expanses of water that border the region, from Puget Sound to Lake Washington to Commencement Bay. All this water had one KUOW listener wondering what actually lives beneath the surface.
My name is Renee Brathwaite. I live in Gig Harbor. I'm wondering, is there a giant octopus living underneath the Narrows Bridge?
Renee asked her question as part of our storytelling project, Local Wonder. So we sent KUOW's Kathy Deschamps out to dive into this rumor of a giant octopus living off the shores of Tacoma.
Our story starts here with Renee's son, Douglas, on the shores of Titlow Beach, which has a great view of the Tacoma Narrows Bridge.
I was about 15 years old when this little incident transpired.
He was walking down this beach with a girl he really liked.
You take a girl by the water, and that's definitely bounty points. It's romantic and what have you, so I think we might have even been holding hands. I'm not sure. And, I look out at the water, and I see this arm come out of the water. It's about 10, 15 feet in the air, and, you know, it looked like an octopus or something like that. And I just took off running. I'm like, okay, later for all this. I don't know what that is. I'm gone.
But should Douglas have been afraid? Other people have seen plenty of giant octopuses around the Tacoma Narrows.
And the big octopuses, you know, they're around.
That's Kerry Donahue. He's a commercial diver. His company helped build the new Tacoma Narrows Bridge.
They try to scare you. You know, basically their big defense mechanism. They get bigger than you are. And when they are, you know, you're standing on the bottom in your helmet and fins, you're, you know, 6'6". These things will bow up and tower above you, and you're looking up at them.
The first time it happened, it scared the out of him. He screamed.
Because your radio's to the surface, you take a lot of flack for for screaming like a two-year-old when you run into an octopus.
Donahue took flack because even though Puget Sound octopuses are the biggest in the world, they're not the sea monsters that seek out humans as prey.
They're great. They're efficient hunters. They're territorial. And I think one of their best skills is they can get into the tiniest places anywhere, you know?
These are octopus delfleni, commonly called the giant Pacific octopus. They have an arm span of up to 20 feet. They can jam into small cracks and holes because their beaks are the only hard part of their bodies. And they're crafty. Donahue says one time a diver on his team was underwater. He was cutting metal with a burning rod. He had a stack of rods next to him. They kept disappearing.
And he's like, I'm losing my rods. So where are these going? And the visibility wasn't that great. And then he took a rod and from his hand and he put it out, and this tentacle comes snaking out and grabbed this Broca rod and took it from.
You can find giant Pacific octopuses all over Puget Sound, but the Narrows Bridge is a hot spot for them. To find out why, I went behind the scenes at the Seattle Aquarium with staff biologist Tim Carpenter.
Smells like fish food.
Carpenter takes me to see an octopus that will eventually be on display.
This is Jelly Bean, one of our females that we have been holding. I think she already was fed today, so I can't really give her any food, but
she's sticking to your fingers, Tim.
She she's exploring me. They can taste with their suction cups. I don't know if you knew about that.
What Jelly Bean likes to taste and eat are crabs, clams, fish, and shrimp, dead or alive. Carpenter says octos like Jelly Bean like the Tacoma Narrows because it's a giant buffet, a spread that's created in part from high, high current and massive upwellings that bring nutrient-rich waters to the Narrows.
Which then sets up that chain reaction to produce lots of different food, a variety of food items and an abundance of food items that the octopuses need, for sure.
That's how in 3 to 4 years, giant Pacific octopuses can reach 100 pounds.
They have an incredible capacity to grow very, very quickly. They can put on the pounds much more quickly than most other animals out in the natural world. And so they need a lot of food. They'll eat whatever they can get their tentacles on.
Sounds like something you'd want to run away from. But there was a time when divers went after octopuses. Bill High was one of them. He's a retired fisheries biologist.
Tell me what we're looking at.
This is Titlow Beach. This is in my earlier days, as you can imagine.
Good-looking guy. You still are.
We're looking at photos of Bill High in his days as a member of a dive club called the Mud Sharks. In the 1950s and 60s, the club ran a contest on the same beach Douglas took a walk on with that girl.
It's called the World Octopus Wrestling Championships.
That's right, a wrestling contest, man versus octopus. Divers hold their breath, swim down. They lure the octopus out of its den and try to bring it up. The octopus tries to escape, hence the wrestling part.
They don't usually pull your mask off, but quickly they, for some reason, they put an arm across your face mask.
High says the mud sharks canceled the contest after a few years. Instead of challenging the animals, they wanted to learn about them. And what they learned?
They're perfectly harmless. They're a reclusive animal, and they're just neat to know.
Today, there are 7 octopus protection areas in Puget Sound, so all divers can just watch the animals do their thing.
And if you ever have the opportunity to see one that is out in the open and you come upon it, they get up and they fly away. Using their jet propulsion, they just glide out across the water. You're just with this flying machine that's out there. Pretty exciting.
So let's go back to Douglas, the guy at the top of our story. Was the giant arm he saw come out of the water in Tacoma an octopus?
Just to see the giant arm come up as though it were this great creature from the deep that was coming up, that I would hesitate to believe. But strange things happen out there in the water.
I'm Kathy Ducharme in Tacoma.
This story was inspired by a question from listener Renee Brathwaite. We have a video of Jellybean on our website, kuow.org, and while you're there, leave us your local wonder about the Puget Sound region. If your question is selected, a KUOW reporter will investigate it.
Hi there, I'm Lloyd Bridges. Skin diving is certainly a lot of fun, and it's full of adventure. See some more of it again next week, huh? When there'll be another excursion into that fabulous underwater world of Sea Hunt.